A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. Hi, Mary.
Hey, girl. What's going on?
Oh, you know, what isn't going on?
Well, what isn't going on?
I don't know. I don't know. You know how I am. I'm just like,
You guys, I can already tell. Courtney woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Okay, well, she's
cranky, you guys.
I am so cranky. Let me tell you just what happens, okay? So I've been having this construction. The building next door got torn down like a year and a half ago. And lately, they've been playing, like they come in at 7 a.m., but they'll be there. You can't start doing construction until 7 a.m. They show up at 6:30 and they start talking to each other at 6:30 a.m. And then at 7 a.m., they start blasting music. And it's like right in my window. And so over Christmas, like during Christmas time, I like one time just snapped and I walked out of my house and I screamed at him. I was like, "You are so disrespectful. You come here with your music and you're shouting and I'm just trying to sleep." I was like,
"Oh." Were you in a robe?
No, I like had to put like clothes on though to like yell at them. But I was like livid because it was like, when, you know, those days when you don't feel well and all you want to do is just like lay in your bed and just like close your eyes and relax. You're just like not feeling well.
In a dark room.
Yes. And they're playing music. And it's like 7 a.m. It's like my alarm hasn't even woken me up, but their music has. And they're like screaming and like laughing. And I'm like, no fun is allowed to be had at 7 a.m.
Absolutely not. That's a quiet time.
Yeah. So I went out there and yelled at them. And they just looked at me like,
"You're crazy."
Yeah. And I was like, "I am crazy." And I was like, "Just have some respect for your neighbors," and like slammed my door. So to this morning, and this has been happening now for like 2 weeks in a row, it's been happening where they just keep playing music at like 7 a.m. and it's so rude. And so this morning I just stood at my window and I recorded it.
Oh God, you're getting weird.
No. I recorded it and I texted my landlord and I was like, "You need to give me the phone number of this construction company so that I can tell them what's going on every single day."
Wow. You are taking justice into your own hands.
As Kristen said last night on Watch What Happens Live, I too am a social justice warrior now, fighting for the rights of myself.
For peace and quiet.
No, I was just like, it's so rude. Like, if any of you know what my rights are as a renter next to a construction zone, please let me know. Like, I am like, she was like, "Oh, I sent them that video. He's going to talk to them." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sure something's going to happen."
Well, I can't wait to know what happens next week.
Yeah, I mean, last time my packages started going missing, but I'm going to assume that that was a separate incident.
Oh, wow. Sounds like you live in a rough neighborhood.
I mean, I don't. It's a very Orthodox Jew area. I feel very safe, actually, but it's just, I've had it up to here.
I get it.
I've had it up to here. So anyways, yes, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed for like the 17th time in a row. Super excited to be here, though. Talk all things Bravo.
I'm actually recently very disappointed in Bravo.
Ooh, tell me
more. Nothing's going on. Nothing's going on. I'm bored.
I mean, I have to say, the way I watch Bravo now, it's like Below Deck
is number one. I know, I didn't get to watch all of it this week.
You didn't? Oh, that's sad. Below Deck is like my number one. Like, I actually look forward to that. I'm then throwing number two. I am switching channels. I'm going over to MTV and I'm watching Lohan's Beach Club.
So I watched the second episode.
Yeah, you can't get into it.
I don't like it. Okay. But I'll still watch.
Yeah, let's come back to that. But
do I feel like I've wasted my time? Yes.
Obvious.
Can I not stand Brent? Brent saying that girl needs to lose 7 pounds. And, like, what a weird number. Like, if she lost 7, she'd be great. But also, not 5, not 10, 7.
Brent's eyebrows, like, need their own confessional.
Like, when they shaded him, though, and, like, showed him puking and, like, having, like, chunks of barf down his face, I was like, yeah, Brent.
Yeah, Brent, you're a piece of shit, and I'm sorry. Like, you're really cool in Vegas because girls are trying to sleep with you, Brent, because they're trying to sleep with the DJ.
I just think it's so disgusting what he did that first episode with the client making out with her. And, like, no, I feel like there's, like, no justice for that.
I agree. And why – and we said this, too. There's, like, the double standard with, you know, if a woman did that. And it's, like, why does this girl, Sarah, who's so cute – she's the Pakistani girl. She's so cute. And she's, like, well, I'm really into him. And I'm, like, he made out with a girl in front of you. He treats everybody disrespectfully. Like, let's have some self-respect, girls.
I agree. But no, she did. And then she poured tequila on him.
Yeah. But then the next day she's like, well, he said sorry.
Like, oh, I didn't.
She's going to forgive. Or maybe that's in the previews for like next week. She's going to forgive him. In the season preview, like we see them making out.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And you know what? I like Billy.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry. I like Billy, the other guy who's into Sarah.
Yeah, I like Aristotle.
Well, oh, Aristotle's clearly, like, the best. Don't you want to just, like, hold him?
Like his mom held him until he got to Greece?
Yes, exactly. And just, like, pet his head and just be like, everything's going to be fine.
No, he'd be, like, your fun friend.
Yeah, but he's, like, also, like, really sweet.
Yeah, he's got morals and values and a good head on his shoulder.
Like, I feel like he's, like, your friend calls you and you're like, hey, Mary, so my little brother Aristotle just moved to SF and he needs some friends. Like, can you like hang out with him and just take him out for a couple of times? And like, that's who he is.
I agree.
So there's no like, I was sexually attracted to him like the first episode. I was like, oh, he's super cute and I want to go find him in LA. But now I'm like, oh. I'm getting
the brother vibe.
Yeah. Now I'm like, oh, he's super cute. Do you see the difference?
I got that.
Okay.
Wait. And then my other thing is like, I love Lindsay Lohan's partner. He is like Panos. The show for me. Yeah. Like, I want to be his friend. Like, I think we could just have so much fun together.
I feel like he has all the fun drugs.
I wasn't thinking of it like
no,
that.
No, 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 not to hang out with him. I just was thinking like he and Lindsay met because he for sure had the fun drugs and she like likes to hang out with him because she likes the fun drugs, allegedly.
Okay. Wait, who was that other guy? He when they were like cooking at Lindsay's house and he ate the fisheye bowl, he looks so familiar.
I don't know. I couldn't figure out who he was, but it was like really interesting where she just was like, you know, Americans. It's like giving her like thoughts on like in Greece, we're just so much more free here.
And then she's like, and also everyone's disposable. Like everybody, we can get rid of anybody at any time. That's like their whole threat to these people. Like, you are disposable. We don't need you. We can drop you at any time. Wash that person's feet now, slave.
And I think the thing is, though, is like Lindsay, I think, like truly believes her hype, right? She's like, I'm building a brand. These are ambassadors to the Lohan brand. And it's like, we're all in on the joke, though, right? Like, this is also making fun of her.
And like, how much ownership does she really have? 10%?
She's got to be
like... Or she just gave the name. It's like TomTom.
Right.
TomTom gave $50,000 that was never deposited. It's just the name.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking is, like, you can be the face of it, but because we'll get people in here, but, like, no. Right. Although, you know, Dina Lohan has now joined Celebrity Big Brother, so maybe, like, she's giving Lindsay money.
That could be true. And Candy from Atlanta.
Yeah, Candy from Atlanta will be on there. She seems like she was a last minute addition. You did not watch Celebrity Big Brother last year.
I've never watched Big Brother.
Okay. Now that you, I think that you should invest. It has like
Joey Lawrence.
Joey Lawrence. You've got Ryan Lochte. You've got,
Love that Ryan Lochte.
Yeah. You've got like Dina Lohan. Tom Green. Remember Tom Green from like years ago?
Married to Drew Barrymore.
Yes. Remember he like appeared in like Charlie's Angels and he'd call her Starfish in Charlie's Angels. Like, so silly.
I like, actually loved Tom Green for a while. Like,
my bum is on your hip. My bum is on your... Wasn't that him? Like, my bum is on things.
Yeah.
That was his song. Yeah. And then you've got like Tamar Braxton. So I feel like her and Candy know each other, so they're going to be friends. You've got Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls, who's got to be friends with, like, Dina.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Actually, my friend lived in the same apartment building as him.
Oh, really? In L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he used to be a flywheel instructor.
Yeah, I had, like, a weird night with him. Not a weird night. Like, I don't know. Or, like, we were trying.
What are you doing, burying the lead? Tell us more.
No, no, no. Like, it was actually after. Remember when we did that mustache pub crawl?
Yes, for Les's
like
birthday.
In 2009. Yes. In 2009. And, like, we were trying to go to his apartment because we knew he lived there.
Who were
and, like,
you
my
with?
Friend lived above him. I don't know. It was, like, it was, like, literally 10 years ago, but I remember it was weird. And
you're like, it's October 3rd.
Okay. Anyways. Maybe I'll give it a shot.
It's 3 weeks long. You guys, it starts next Monday. I highly recommend. It's quick. It's only 3 weeks. You guys can do it.
How many episodes is it?
I think next week has like 4 episodes.
Oh. So it's a commitment.
But like, it's for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Just consider it, okay? I think you're going to like it. Okay, so then going back down my list. So I have Below Deck, then I switch over to Lohan's Beach Club. Then I come back, and then I hit VPR.
Oh, okay.
And VPR is, like, we'll talk about it, obviously, more, but it's, like, it's real hard.
I'm enjoying it.
Like, I'll talk about it more after that. So then I'm, like, now what do I watch? So then it's, like, Wednesdays I kind of just, like, get through Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey's getting a little bit better, but I mean, BH will be starting up soon.
Yes, and it's a well. I'm actually welcoming them, even though they had that shit season last season.
I think it will be better.
Yeah,
we're gonna get to see how this LVP thing plays out.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, if there's still time, like, I'll hit up Real Houses of Atlanta here and there.
I just never got into them.
Yeah, it's just Sundays are like hard for me because I feel like I'm also like catching up on other things, like, or I'm finding like new shows on Netflix or, you know, documentaries to watch.
I've definitely watched, like, I've seen a lot of movies. So I went and saw that Free Solo movie.
Is that a Star Wars movie?
No, it's a documentary about this guy that rock climbs without ropes.
Oh yeah. Okay, how was
pretty
it?
Pretty cool. It was like, I saw it in IMAX and
whoa.
I know. I was like, it was just really cool because it's like all in Yosemite and I don't want to give too much away, but
did you feel like you were on the mountain with him? You were climbing El Cap with him.
I jumped many times. I was like, oh, he fell. Oh my God.
Spoiler alert.
No, like,
okay. What other movies? Did you watch Bohemian Rhapsody yet?
Not yet.
Okay, good. Did you see, guys, if you haven't watched it yet, I highly recommend waiting until the sing-along part comes. They're going to re-release it with a sing-along.
Oh, they already have. Well, my friend went to it by accident. She was so upset.
Oh, well, I think that's how you would really enjoy it.
I know that's how I would enjoy it.
Yeah, so I want you to do that. I also caught Fire Fraud, which is on Hulu. Have you watched that one yet?
Which they're so basically like Hulu dropped it before Netflix. They yes. both have documentaries on this, which is a music festival that was supposed to be like amazing. Where is in Florida?
It was an island in the Bahamas.
Go ahead.
So, oh, sorry, I thought you were.
I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, okay. So basically, Netflix and Hulu have this. The Hulu one, just they dropped the trailer on Monday and then literally premiered it that day. And it has the founder, who's this kid named Billy McFarlane. And basically, he conned all these people, including somehow got Ja Rule added to this, too. And him and Ja Rule were going to put on the Fyre Festival. And so it just turned into like a shit show. Like, there wasn't actually anything planned. That was, I think we talked about this last week because I was talking about the one that's coming to Netflix, maybe. Anyways,
I think you told this to me.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, so basically, it's just talking about the fraud of the festival. I highly recommend it. I know. I never know if I'm talking to everybody listening or if I'm just talking to you. But just, I highly recommend. This one also shows Fuck Jerry, which is that Instagram account. They have, I didn't even realize they had their own media company, but basically the media company was the one who was doing like all the social media for it, like all the promotion for it. And they kept getting all these, they kept seeing like all these red flags, but continued to go on. And so basically they threw this one guy who's in this documentary as well. They threw him like under the bus when all this went under. And so the one that comes from Netflix on Friday is actually a collaboration with Jerry Media. So I don't think it'll be as truthful in its storytelling.
Okay.
But I'm still going to watch them both. But I highly recommend watching Fire Fraud on Hulu. There's about 15 to 20 minutes you kind of have to get through because it just starts kind of telling you about what social media is and the millennial trends and all this stuff. But once it actually gets into the festival itself, it's like fascinating.
That this festival that wasn't even real.
Yeah, that's the best part. And then after that, then he tried to still do something else.
Oh my God, wild.
I know. So I highly recommend everybody watch that and watch the Netflix one that comes out on Friday too.
Okay. What else? Oh, okay. Did you catch Kelly Dodd and Shannon went out this week to dinner and Kelly Dodd's Insta stories, she's got to stop.
What happened? I missed
in,
it.
In the one story, she's with the plastic surgeon, her new boyfriend, I guess. And she starts, like, licking her face and kissing him creepily. And then she's
licking
just, like...
her face or his face?
His face, sorry.
No. I needed to get the visual picture.
Yeah, him licking... No, she is licking his face. Okay. And then she's like, this is skinny Shannon, which... What did Shannon do? All of a sudden, it just like seems like a doll dropped off.
She looks amazing.
She does. She looks great.
When did I see her?
She's been wearing a lot of like faux leather.
I saw her maybe like less, like maybe a little over a month ago, and she was just still looking like regular Shannon. And now she looks like she dropped like a live laugh loser. Yeah. Like, I feel like she's finally shed all of her David weight.
She looks, it's just so interesting because she must just be like very short.
No, she's like 5'6", 5'7".
She just didn't carry the weight well, huh?
Yeah. I mean, but she great job, Shannon. All that cream cheese salmon really did the trick.
It paid off that QVC lunch.
Mm-hmm. So before we go in, I kind of wanted to tell you, I got my tarot cards read today.
Tell me everything.
Okay. So it's been happening at work where basically there's somebody went to her and then recommended it. And now like 15 of us have gone.
Okay. So this lady's legit.
So, yeah. So it's really interesting because I've never really had my tarot cards read. Like, I've kind of had it like jokingly, but just like, oh, you know, this person's like, they kind of tell you things that you already know because you're like not paying them. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, cool. So I went to her and I didn't believe her at first because everybody talked about she's so great. She knew so much stuff, blah, 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 blah. And so the first two things she told me, I was like, no, that doesn't ring a bell with me, or like, that's nothing. And then what she said is, she was like, okay, well, why am I seeing you like using your hands? Like, your job before this one that you had is like, seems like it's in a completely different field. Like, you're massaging people's heads or something. I was like, oh.
You're like, ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I was a hairdresser.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm just seeing that. Like, you know, why did you leave that? Whatever. Anyways, I thought that was like crazy that she could tell. And then she was like, what's the significance of the number 33 to you? And I was like, no, he's 12. But I was like, 33. She's like, is that like your favorite number? And I was like, three is my favorite number. And then I was like, wait, I'm turning 33 this year.
Right.
And she was like, oh, this is going to be good for you. And then she's like, told me some other stuff. But then basically I was like, nah, I don't know. She's like, well, you know, if you want me to like meditate on it, you know, tomorrow I can, you know, if you want to come back tomorrow, like I can like figure out some stuff. Okay. Well, I was like, and I literally was like, I am not going to do that. Cause all my coworkers are telling me that's what happened. Right. It's like, I'm not going to do that. And then I was like, okay, what time tomorrow? So I'm going back tomorrow so she can meditate on a couple of things for me.
So basically she can Google you and figure out more.
No. Like, the things that she's like meditating on aren't things that you can, are like Googleable. Googleable.
Okay.
I guess. But anyways, I thought she was telling, because from other people's stories too, like my other coworker was like, yeah, I didn't really fully believe her until the second time I went back. And then I was like really thrown off by things that like she knew that like nobody else in my family know, you know, all these other things. So it's a really interesting experience. And basically, like, I'm going to live forever.
Or 33.
No, she said positive, Mary. Jesus. That was horrible. That was really dark. But if anybody's looking to get their tarot cards read in LA, hit me up and I'll give you her info, because she was like really great. I really enjoyed her and I was like, I don't want this time to end.
I'm not sold. I'm not sold at all, actually.
Well, I'm not telling you full details because I don't think I need to share it with everybody here.
Well, that's kind of like the point.
No, I don't want to share all the full details until she meditates on all the rest of it so that then I can then come back. So next week.
Okay.
I will give you next week I'll give you more information. But I'm just saying,
I guarantee you we'll forget.
Probably, but if somebody could remind us. I'm just saying, I thought that she was legitimate with the things that she was saying.
Okay.
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 Let's also, before we do, also on Netflix, guys, the show called Friends from College. It's in its second season. It has like some big stars in it. It has like Keegan-Michael Kay, Kobe Smulders from How I Met Your Mother, some other people too, but I forgot about them. Fred Savage, Billy Eichner. There's like a bunch of stars in this show. It's on Netflix. The first season's kind of hard to get through. It's really underdeveloped. But they came back on a season 2, which was released on Friday. And it is legit. So I'm just highly recommending, if you want something to check out. They're like 20, 30 minute episodes. So you can kind of blow through them.
Like, when is Netflix giving us free Netflix?
They're going to like raise the price.
I heard they're like doing this new thing where you can't steal it.
Like, I think you can only have, so many people log in.
Right. They're cracking down.
Mm-hmm. Which, speaking of, too, did you finish You?
I didn't start it.
Oh, Mary.
I don't know what I've been doing.
I have lots of questions for you. But okay. I think you need to start You. Penn Badgley is, like, hilarious.
No, I've been, I watched that Murder Mountain. Did I tell you about that?
I don't think so. Tell us.
That's another Netflix. It's about 6 parts. I told you I'm really into murders this year. And it's basically about Humboldt County in the weed industry and about how these people go missing.
Ooh.
And it was kind of fantastic.
Was the girl from the Bachelor, remember that little girl, like Becca or something? And she went missing? You remember, like, she's gone for like 20. She's gone for like 24 hours, and I think she's from like Humboldt, and her mom filed a missing persons case.
Well, because there's this place up there called Murder Mountain.
Interesting. So maybe that's what the dark side of the story was, of why her mom did that.
Mm-hmm. It actually does make sense to me if you watch the documentary.
Well, it sounds like we all need to watch it.
I highly recommend it. Speaking of things I recommend, our sponsor this week is Lulu Simon Studio. I'm obsessed with them. They're a Bay Area company run by women just like us. You can check out their website, www.lulusimonstudio.com. Thank you. Lulu Simon Studio. And they have great t-shirts, sweatshirts, coffee mugs with cute little sayings like, no idea what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I have a crush. His name is Whiskey.
Yeah. Like, I think I talked about my sweatshirt that I got from them last time that says food vibes only. I literally wear it all the time. I always get compliments on it. Their stuff is just so comfy, and it's got really funny sayings and really cute sayings. I love a good crew neck sweatshirt. I drink out of my mugs, like my coffee mugs, basically every morning when I have my morning coffee before I leave for work. It's just
The sayings are hilarious. It's like tacos, yes, you, maybe.
Yeah, definitely check them out. Again, website is www.lulusimonstudio.com. And if you use our code at checkout, which is TJG20, you'll get 20% off of your order.
And they just got some guy stuff, a dog dad AF.
Love it.
You can get, I thought, stay-at-home dog dad. That's cute. That's like a good little Valentine's gift for a guy.
Yeah, it's perfect timing, too. It'll get there definitely in time if you're thinking about some last-minute.
Bachelorette parties.
Yes, bachelorette parties, too. Like, if you're thinking about, like, hey, maybe sending a hint to your significant other of a shirt or a sweatshirt you like, just send them a link. LulusimonStudio.com, and that's our code TJG20 at checkout.
Okay, let's talk a little VPR.
Before we get into VPR, mm-hmm. Can we talk a little Below Deck?
I didn't watch it.
I thought you said you just didn't watch the end.
No, I only watched like 20 minutes.
Mary, what have you been doing?
I don't know. My days are weird.
Your days are really weird. Okay, Below Deck this week was just, like, really great because Riley and Tyler had sex, and she tells Laura, who kind of just tells everybody on the boat.
Well, I saw Laura told Kate, mm-hmm. and then I'm sure Kate told Josiah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, the whole thing was just, like, really funny, too, because then, you know, Riley's, like, talking to, like, Laura about Tyler, and she's like, you know, I don't know what I want from this, like, or if there's anything, and they keep flipping back to him, and he's just in the crew mess, and he's opening, like, a brand new cup of peanut butter, like, jar of peanut butter, and he's like, ho-ho, like a brand new peanut butter. She's like, you know, he's so great, and he's like, oh, I get to be the first one to touch this peanut butter. It's like, and it's just killing me. And then the charter guests this week are like 8 gay men, and so Josiah,
they've been on this before.
Well, one of the guys had the okay. primary had before, but the rest of them had it, and first off, and they just get wasted.
Okay. And Josiah's jealous?
No, so Josiah is actually, like, he has a lot of apprehension towards them because he used to get bullied when he was a kid by, like, the other, I think by the other...
Like the good-looking gay guys, he said.
Yes, exactly. And so he has, like, a lot of trepidation around them. But then he ends up, like, they basically ask him, they have a gold party, and they're like, Josiah, will you please wear this? And then, like, Josiah basically, like, reveals that he has, like, a huge dick.
And those gold things.
Yeah, and his gold Spanx. Or gold little, like, Speedo. And the guys are nice to him. And Kate's like, oh, God, I can't look at this. Like, and then Riley's like, I can. Like, which just, like, made me laugh. Like, I don't know why I thought it was so funny. And then they're also showing, we saw a lot of, like, we see Tyler kind of just laying there, like, dick out.
Oh.
I mean, blurred dick, but, like, laying there. And then we see his, like, him laying on top of Riley and his ass is there. And I'm like, wow, we're really pushing the boundaries on Below Deck.
I actually found it really weird that we were, like, watching them having sex.
Agreed. Like do you think
I was actually trying to think about this. How many, like, it's weird because they're really, like, in their bedroom. Like, okay, for instance, like, Tamara and Eddie knew cameras were on them. They were, as they were filming that bubble bath scene.
Right.
Because never forget. And, like, this is, like, there's not someone in the room with them. There's a camera in the room.
Right, like, they have, like, a Nest camera that's just watching them.
I feel uncomfortable. I feel like that's a violation, even though they know it's there.
Well, I just feel like when they go to bed, like, can we just shut it off?
Yeah.
Like, when do they have privacy?
We know they're having sex, but, like, I don't know. I would be so I would just be horrified.
I mean, we went from, like, remember when Rocky and Eddie were having sex and we just watched a washing machine go round and round? Like, that's was how we knew they were having sex, because they would just put the camera on the washing machine.
Right.
But now we're, like, actually, like, watching it, and I'm like, I don't know that I need to see that. I mean, if you're going to put it on, I'll watch it. But, like, I don't necessarily need to. And then I just was thinking, too, like, if that was, like, the opposite, and, like, say, just, like, they asked, like, Laura to wear, like, a gold bikini, and everybody was, like, kind of, like, ogling her, like, I feel like it wouldn't be okay.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know.
But then at the end, you'll, like, I don't know, maybe you'll love this, maybe you won't. But Laura's finally, like, getting sick of Adrian's, like, really sexual comments.
Oh, okay.
Like, she says something. In
his creepy low voice.
Yeah, so she said something like, I could just tell that, like, Josiah had a big dick or something like that. She's like, I just have, like, a sixth sense, like, making a joke. And he's like, what does your sixth sense tell you about my dick? But he was, like, leaning over her on the bed, like, in their cabin. And she's like, ah, ha, ha. And then she's like, this is getting weird. It's getting to be too much. And it looks like next week she calls him out on it.
There's got to be only, like, two more episodes.
I agree. But I kind of just, you know, I like the Adrian thing. And then once Laura came on deck and he started being shady with Ashton and stuff, I'm ready for his takedown.
Okay.
That's all. Okay, let's talk VPR. There's a lot to unpack in this episode.
Everyone just fell even deeper in love with Bo, and we also got Stassi and Bo to approve their couple name, which is Bossy.
B-A-U-S-S-I.
B-E-A-U-S-S-I?
Yeah, what did I say? Yeah.
No, I thought that, I you know, I'm a visual learner, so it's hard for me to, like, spell things out. So that's Bossy, but I mean, he was just so cute. Like, he's like a therapist.
Well, his mom's a therapist, right?
Oh, was she a sex therapist? Or did I make that up?
I think just a therapist.
Oh, why did I think? Okay.
Could be sex therapist. I don't know. Maybe you started watching Sex Education on Netflix.
I don't know. He's like, I'm not your punching bag. And then he starts crying. He's like, you did punch my heart. You drove me crazy. Our fighting wasn't helping anymore. That's why I wanted to leave.
I just thought that it was like, she already knew what she had, like, done wrong. And then I was like, what a sweet boyfriend too. He literally brings her, like, a hangover beer. Like, you can already just see it in her face that she knows, like, how wrong she was. And, like, he basically, like, got to say his piece and then, like, move on. Where Jax would be like, fuck you, Stassi, I'm going to Vegas and getting a girl pregnant.
Right.
And I just felt,
oh,
like,
no, but he was, like, getting deeper with it. He's like, well, what makes you turn on me? Like, what brings you to that point? Like, we got to figure that out. Like, how are we going to change it?
Right. No, and I like the fact that he could have, like, a conversation with her and not make it more of a fight, where he was like, here's how I feel about it. Like, let's address it. And then, like, let's move on.
Yeah.
And, like, let's
It's going to be okay.
Like, he said, every experience is, like, a learning lesson.
Every fight's a learning experience.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. But, and I just thought it was like, and he's like, what, 37, 38? Like, that's so mature. Because, like, Sandoval's like, oh, I'm going to go shave my forehead.
Wait, he's that old? I thought he was like 33.
No, he's older.
Oh, also, she's only 30.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was 33 as well.
No, she's on the younger side. I think Sheena's 32. Kristen's like 35. I believe Ariana's 32, 33. And Katie, I want to say, is like 32. I think Stassi is like one of the younger ones, minus Lala.
Mm-hmm. And then she's like, Stassi's like, I'm just in a wreck, dick. Don't leave this wreck, dick. Look at that beautiful face, and she has like no makeup on, and she's crying. I'm like, wow.
Oh, this I know. Is and he's like,
true love.
That face is just like, oh, Bo, winning. Like, but do you have a brother
or an uncle
or any, literally any man related to you or a
friend? Where's your dad?
Yeah. Yeah, because Mary does like an older man. So where's your dad? Your grandpa, even, to be honest. Okay, so then it's like nobody will film with James, and so he's like, hey, I'm gonna call up this guy I talked to a year and a half ago who used to be a manager at Pump but now
manages an ice cream shop.
Did he work at the ice cream shop? I feel like I looked down for a second and they were like enjoying ice cream.
No, like they were yeah, like he managed the ice cream shop for sure.
I like thought he was just like a motivational speaker on the side.
Maybe he owned it.
I don't know, but it's like watching James Kennedy eat ice cream. It just feels like it's such, like, he's such a little kid that you almost feel bad for him.
No, I do feel bad for him. Like, I have like a lot of empathy for him, and I don't know why, because he literally did to me what he did to Katie. Like, he turned on me so fast. Like, one minute I'm up on the DJ stand with him, the next minute he's saying unfollow girl with no job, which is not my name, but you know he turned. I saw the sides.
But remember how it turned, because we were taking a picture and I stepped in and he got really mad at me.
It's like, just was bizarre.
You can't be in the picture. And I'm like, all right.
She's the other half.
Yeah, just, okay, take
it. I'm one, she's the other. That's two. That's two judgy girls. I'm only one of the girls.
But unfollow girl with no job.
I mean, he has turned on me before. But, like, I just feel like he has such an addiction problem. And he's really just upset about angry about something. And, like, he does just like lash out.
But
and
maybe then I he thought, needs to see Jax's therapist.
Kelsey can get in there.
No, not Kelsey. Remember in like season one, he was like, he went to a therapist and he was like, I don't know why everyone's so mad at me that they're saying I got a girl pregnant. Like, he straight up lied to this therapist who I thought like also really wanted to fuck Jax.
Ugh.
Do you remember? I think her name was like Elizabeth or something.
I feel like he's gone to a lot of therapists on camera.
Yeah, and none of them have helped.
No. I thought this guy was good. He was like, okay, what's going to be your mantra? What are three things you like about yourself? And he's like, then I'm honest, I'm caring, and I'm driven. And I do see the driven side.
What were the three you wanted to give him?
I mean, I guess he is honest. He says whatever the fuck comes out of his mouth. He has no filter. Uh-huh. So true.
Mm-hmm.
I actually would say he's driven. Like, he really thinks he is a good DJ. So, like,
he's a top man, baby.
Yeah. And
he cares about his family.
He's giving.
Mm-hmm. Also, guys, confirmation from last week that Kennedy is not his real last name and it's Giorgio.
Yeah, like Greek.
Yeah, so
just his DJ name's just James Kennedy, DJ Kim Sunny, Jenny Kennedy, and the white Kanye
on the ones and twos.
I get out my iPod and my English accent and I rock it. I rock the stage. It's not really a stage; it's a little stand on top of sir. No one can even dance because it's such a space.
Keep going, you're killing it.
If you actually go there, you really can't dance because there's no room inside. It's just like a bar.
We put the DJ booth right next to the door so there's no standing room only, and it becomes a fire hazard. And you know who the fire is? It's me, DJ JK, and I'm on fire.
Okay, that was dumb. No, just like the whole thing. Okay.
I don't know. I think we're really... Who's still here?
Okay. Then we have like the big sit down with Lisa Vanderpump. And they're all
the
like,
sir,
you
meeting,
know...
staff meeting. And you know what would have made it better?
They haven't had a staff meeting in years.
Where is Laura Lee? Bring Laura Lee back just for staff meetings.
I know. And basically, I was Team Brittany on this one. Like,
wow,
I like that she
guys,
stood up for herself.
I am going to say something shocking.
What? You were Team Jax?
Never. I was Team Sheena on this one.
I also cannot stand that they pretend like they actually work on Tuesday nights. And, like, that's why they get the best.
Here's what made me mad, though, when Brittany was like, I can't believe... Hold on, no, because it's the accent's even worse. Like, I can't believe that, like, you would choose your business over our feelings. And I was like, yeah, 100%. Like, that's why I was Team Sheena when she was like, just don't work Tuesdays then.
Right.
Like, I actually got that because it's like, yeah, he probably is a huge draw for them to have see you next Tuesday.
No, completely. But then at the same time, I'm like, you guys aren't actually waiting there.
Right.
So it like made me mad because this is like fake.
Right. But I think it was, but that's what I was like on Team Sheena for, because it was like, you don't get to be like, and I refuse to ever be Team Billie Lee, so I'm not going with her. But she like, but they were like, you know, you have no problem when a ton of people are here. You can take the money for the tips for that. But like, you have a problem with him. And it's like, yeah,
but
just
they don't even work there. That's the thing. That's what's so dumb about it. Like, they're not actually waiting the tables.
I think that they're
not actually a host.
Do you think, though, that they're doing, like, I wonder then if it's actually really that they get, like, because I think that there are a lot of see you next Tuesdays, like, when they're taping, that they're actually there. So, like, they're probably getting some sort of appearance fee for being there. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it's just, like, but it's, again, like, if you don't want to be around James, then don't be around James. Like, I think that See You Next Tuesday probably really is Sir's, like, biggest night. But that's because it's one of their stars has their own thing going.
Right.
So I think now that when they're doing, like, the pajama thing the next week, like, next week's episode, Right. Then it's like, yeah, put the work in and do that. And then you can have your own Tuesdays. But, like, that should be, I think it should be a suggestion of business-minded and not over your feelings. Like, yeah, she runs a business, so she's not really worried about your feelings, Brittany.
I think, like, in real time, like, at TomTom, they're going to make a night like that, like a See You Next Tuesday. And I wouldn't be surprised, because they're launching the Witches of WeHo Wine. Maybe they would make it, like, Wednesday Wine Night and the girls host, like, or
Witches
something.
Witches of WeHo Wine Wednesday?
Yeah.
And then it's, like, TomTom Thursdays?
Something.
Yeah. I like that. But I also felt, too, in this meeting, I felt like we started to see, like, I felt that Jax is like, oh, I'm such a changed man. And, like, my dad really changed. And then that shit that the attitude he was giving to Lisa, I was like, you are a 40-year-old bartender.
Well, I don't have to be here. I don't have to be here. And she's like, you're lucky to be here, buddy.
Like, he's
been, I don't like your body language.
It's like, he's been fired just as many times as James Kennedy's been fired.
And that was Lisa's point.
Yeah. And so it's like, you don't get to, like, say that shit. And then, so I felt like... And then that was, like, where we also got to see, like, who Brittany truly is, too, where she's like, oh, this nice Southern gal. It's like, no, she's not.
Oh, see, no, I was Team Brittany. I feel like she finally stood up for herself and was like, no, like, it's unacceptable what he has done. He rapped about my fiance.
But that's bullshit.
He called Katie fat. He's called La 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 whore. He is not an upstanding character. And she finally, she never says anything.
But
she,
let's go in the past, though. Katie was calling Lala a whore, and now she wants to be on the PJs, so she's nice to her. Like, Jax was talking shit about all this stuff. Like, she is mad. She is directing all of her anger at James when it should be directed at Jax. Like, she's getting mad about James rapping about something that Jax legitimately did.
Yeah, but they've gone through it, and, like, you just don't say that stuff out loud anymore.
No, it's
okay?
Like,
I'm Italian.
I was going to say.
I'm from Jersey.
Yeah, I was literally going to say it's like when you went away. Like, I just think that it's like they're. I get that James is a dick, too, because I'm not defending him either. Like, he's done, like, wrong things, but all these things.
Billy Lee, don't let Kristen in here. She triggers him.
Yeah, which is, like, also true, but it's like, Billy Lee, it's a TV show. We need crazy Kristen to be here.
Billy Lee's face looks so different.
She's had a lot of work done. She's like turning into Ariana.
I thought that she looks like so gorgeous last season. I feel like she looks a lot different.
Yeah, and she's it makes me mad, this whole thing, because I think we've talked about this, like, when it happened in real time with the whole, like, pajama, like, girls' night out thing, and she's like, you didn't invite me, and I was like, here we go, we get to see it play out, and I've seen, like, people in, like, the Jury Speaks and stuff are like, oh, I'm excited to see Billy's takedown of Katie, and I'm like, I'm on Team Katie on this one.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
I feel like Billy thinks they're all against her, and, like, and disclusive or not inclusive.
Exclusive?
Oh, my God.
It's okay. I think not inclusive. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And like, she's like, thinks that she's like, bitch, you aren't better than me. Like, she's like, thinks that these people think they're so much higher than her. And but it's like really,
you're not even on our radar. Yeah. You're not even on our radar. Like, you're not a cast member. You like, just because you get to be in Vanderpump Rules, like the main cast picture that has 45 people. It's like the neighbor's kid is in there because he was walking by and they needed one more person in the photo.
Yeah.
Like, don't think that you're a cast member.
Right.
But yeah. Okay. So it's that the great thing about having an opinion is that it can differ, right? We can agree to disagree.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
You're wrong, but you're still my friend.
Oh, are you saying
I'm saying that to you? Yeah, because like you're on the wrong team.
I don't think so. Let's do a poll.
Okay,
Mary's side or Courtney's side?
Yeah, we could do a poll. That's totally okay. Fine. I think I'm correct.
Okay.
Let's talk about Stassi's book.
Yeah, I like whatever.
I'm
not going to read it.
I have to sit. Yeah, I'm probably not going to read it unless she wants to give us a free copy. And then I'm like super stoked. I mean, the color of it because I'm looking for more turquoise in my color coordinated bookcase in my house. So like I might
pick that up.
Yeah. So, you know, but I'm like really, I want Stassi to have a spinoff. Like I feel that Vanderpump is starting to go, like I would say like last season and like the season before were like their peak seasons.
Well, I'm wondering if, you know, they're opening up the Vanderpump Gardens in Caesars, I believe.
Yep.
If that's just going to be like a whole new show.
Totally
like these Vegas people,
maybe, but why wouldn't they do Tom and have Tom and Tom kind of in that position of mm-hmm. Lisa where we're still a part of their lives? Because it's like I feel that those seasons were the apex, right? So we reached the top, so like there's really only so much you can do, and I feel like this season it might not be horrible, but it's definitely lower than before. Do you know what I mean? I understand I
still enjoy it.
Right.
I'm sick of these people going to these rage places, though. Like, we saw this, what, in Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
We saw it. How many Housewives shows have we seen this on?
It's like the escape rooms when everyone was going to the escape rooms on every franchise.
Yeah, I'm just sick of them, like, raging.
Well, and then it was like, Brittany probably really was. Like, I was, again, on Team Stassi and Katie, where they were like, so, Brittany, were you, like, taking this rage out because? And Brittany's like, I can't believe you guys would all think that. And he's like, she has not come to terms with like what he did. Like, I just feel that she takes out her anger.
Well, maybe I feel like she has like accepted it, and it's like she's kind of at this point sick of everyone talking about it.
Yeah, maybe
she's
that's
like,
what it is.
I have accepted it. Everyone knows. Like, that is the worst part about it, that everyone knows. Like, the embarrassment factor.
Right, but okay? She should be mad at Jax for that.
I think she was, and she did that. They had their time apart. She went and hooked up with her ex-boyfriend in Kentucky. Like,
yeah, I just don't think she can, like, she can't get mad at other people for talking about it when it's, like, it's out there.
But it's like, it's over. They're past it. Now everyone else needs to be catch up to them.
Sure, but that's not her choice to make for other people.
Well, if
and I think it's more along the lines really too. I agree. I get that, but I also think it's like they're just like so like duh in their head that they keep that they're like not self aware about all the things that they say about James and Raquel are literally them. So I think there if there was like some sort of self awareness, I'd be okay with it. Maybe. Does that make sense?
No, that does make sense. But she's ready to move on. She wants to be in her happy place. Let her be there.
Yeah. But the point I was saying earlier too is because I feel like Vanderpump is starting to go down, is that I would, out of all the people on this show, I would want to see a spinoff of Stassi and Beau.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think Vanderpump is going to keep going. They're still going to keep filming this summer and everything. But I want more scenes with Tom and Tom. Like, Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz together are just dumb and dumber. Them making 25 cocktails. Like, this Caprese cocktail. Like,
I was kind of like, I thought that was like, it kind of sounded good.
Oh, I thought that sounded disgusting. But then now that I'm thinking about it, I thought it was like a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was like a Bloody Mary with like cheese balls.
Oh, okay. I could get down with that.
So I thought it was like kind of like, you know, here it's a deconstructed tomato caprese salad.
The way like Tom Sandoval takes himself so seriously. Like his stress level all the time, I feel like, is so high. Like he's
but you would never know because again, he shaves his face, so his skin is perfection. Like he doesn't have breakouts, so you would never know how stressed he is.
But he like sweats all the time.
Yeah. So
he's like has bullets of sweat running down his face. He's like, we gotta make these cocktails perfect for Lisa. I've done this for 40 hours this week. I've just made 25 different cocktails. Like, why again, would they make that many too? Like,
and they were just making these were just for the Daily Mail party.
Right.
Because Pandora's handling the real cocktails, right?
They literally only needed 3 cocktails. And they made 25.
It's like, guys, let's decompress. And like, instead of 25, maybe we do 6.
Right.
Like, they're like, well, they all, we did a taste test and they were all first place. And it's like, wait, can we also talk about too, now that you mentioned, when we were at the birthday party in the beginning of the episode and he was underneath the table, it was like, I feel like he slept there.
Oh.
When he was under the ping pong table or whatever. And he just was there, and I'm like, you have an alcohol problem. I'm into watching it, but, like, there's something's up.
Tom Schwartz is, like, I think the hottest cast member.
Sure, but I think that he's also has a legitimate drinking problem.
His brain cells aren't all there, I would say.
Well, yeah, we didn't mention it last week, but with his math. Or did we mention it where he had to count like 84 shirts and he kept counting 53 and he was like, I'm pre-med. And I was like,
And like his half shots that end up being, he's like, if you only have 12 half shots, you're only having 9 shots.
Yeah. And you're like, that's not necessarily how it works, but sure. Okay. Let's talk Sheena on The Bachelorette.
I felt like I was watching The Bachelorette. I literally like was under the blanket, cringeworthy. Like I honestly got an overwhelming sense. Like this is why I don't watch The Bachelor anymore, because it makes me feel so uncomfortable. I legitimately cringe. Like I get so like there's something physical that comes over my body, and it happened in this episode. Well,
and okay, so did you watch JoJo's season?
Yes.
Okay, I did too. And Robbie was not this bad.
He is the ultimate cheese factor.
I definitely think that, like, I feel like him and Adam are dating. And Sheena just, like, sometimes shows up to, like, slob on their knob sort of deal. And then, like, they're like, okay, Sheena, you can go now. And then, like, they continue.
Sheena was actually kind of funny. She was watching the episode and put it on her Insta stories.
From your personal?
My personal account. And she was, like, kind of, like, she was also cringing at herself, and she's like, they never lived together, and like she was kind of in on the joke at this point, but I feel like at the time she really wasn't.
No, she was like, whichever one will bend me over first is who I will go with. When she was like, how come you won't sleep with me? And he's like, why do you think? And she's like, because you're not attracted to me. What if I like 420 and 69?
We're on floor 69 and I can turn the temperature to 69 and then we can 69.
Yeah. And then like my favorite number is 69. It was like when we were saying that last week, I was like, you literally can't make this shit up.
I know.
Like
I
she know. When she did it, we were on floor 69, I was like, I was cringing because I was like, oh my God, like obviously what I was saying last week was like this over dramatic like being ridiculous. And then it was like, no, she like I manifested
it. It came true. And she's like, Robbie, you're just like too perfect. That's why you're not my type.
Yeah. And she was like, like, this is, like, date number 10 because, like, we're always together. He's like, yeah, but usually in groups. And then they, like, kiss, and it was clearly such a sloppy makeout that she had to wipe, take her talons and, like, wipe the spit off of her chin. It was so gross. I was like, this is, like, who's here for the right reasons?
I know. She's like, I really do think he's here for the right reasons. Like, classic Bachelor vocabulary. And then the way that they, like, faded out the scene. I was, like, dying.
But I was like, Sheena, this should be, like, letting you know that you could never be the Bachelorette.
No.
Like.
And then they did, on Watch What Happens Live, they did a poll question, like, should she give the rose? Or, like, her whole thing is, like, I'm not going to be on The Bachelor. I want to give out the roses.
Yeah. I actually thought she looked really nice on Watch What Happens Live last night.
Her body is great. She's got a banging body.
Yeah, she looked great. I was surprised by it. Can we talk about those looks?
On Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah.
Ariana's hair was, like, horrible. Why was it so long? I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. Her jumper kind of seemed like something that Stassi would wear. Lala, it's like, I'm not sure what's going on. Like, her hair is looking much better, but, like, her style with, like, the dress and the boots, not a fan. I don't know why Stassi won't show off how hot her body is.
She always is wearing, like, potato sacks. She always is covering up really baggy.
Yeah. I mean, I always think her makeup, like, it's, like, flawless. She always looks, like, really great, but I just couldn't figure, I'm like, I'm not sure why you don't think you're, like, super hot.
Yeah.
But I thought Sheena looked great. I thought Kristen, I was like, the wig is doing some weird stuff here.
Yeah, I couldn't get on board either.
Like, her wig bangs almost look like the sleeves on her James May shirts. They're almost there, but they're not.
The James May relaunch. I love how she had to explain. She's like, well, it's like the relaunch, you know. The first time it didn't go at all.
It was, yeah. No. It didn't work at all. And I was like, so we didn't think that in the relaunch we'd do a name change.
And it was like, I guess for one day she made $9,000. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but James May, like James, it's named after her like niece and nephew or something, but it's like also your ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Like, and there's enough Jameses. Like, we have Uncommon James from Kristen Cavallari. We have Elizabeth and James from the Olsen twins. Like, you're always going to be the third James.
There's even more.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Which is like, why? Why are there so many companies with James?
Yeah.
It's wild. That's just... and then when we also went, like, it's like, I wish that Lisa would just tell Tom and Tom, hi, again, just remember, like, we're just using your likeness, and that's why we're letting you be 5% investors. Just stay away from the business.
They're just, like, such kids in a candy store, or, like...
They're the two stooges.
It's like Christmas morning and they're just trying to look at the presents before they're supposed to. Oh my God,
yes.
Like, they're just, they really feel like they're 23.
Like, it's so weird. And she's like, please just stay away. And they're like, we're going to do a drive-by. It's like, you know, like those high school drive-bys when you go by the boy's house you liked?
I still do that. I think I've told this story before. Like, my first boss ever, I told him about drive-bys, and he's like, wait, let me get this. You drive by someone's house you like, but you would, like, die if they saw you. So you don't want them to see you, but you still drive at their house. I was like, yeah. And they're like,
You're like, what's there not to get?
That's insane.
Like, how many have you done in one night? You're like, 16, but the other streets were closed. He lives on a cul-de-sac.
I don't really drive it, so I don't really do them anymore. I'm like Uber. I've gone past drive-bys. I Uber.
Now you're like, yeah, I actually just break into their phone and make them share their location with me, and they never know any different. It's not weird at all.
Remember Naomi and Craig had that?
Yeah, it's genius. I mean, weird. Okay, but literally, before we go into actually Stassi and her mom, let's talk about the Lala and James sit down.
I liked this, but I don't like it.
How about the Rolls was in the shop, so Daddy let me took, or what was it? The Range Rover that I suck more than dick for was in the shop, so Daddy let me take out the Rolls, and I parked it half in a handicap spot because I'm gangster.
And this is my thing. None of these people have license plates. So I'm just assuming that's a rental.
Yeah. It's like the Range Rover's in the shop and they're like, here's your loaner.
Yeah. We also, what was Tom driving?
That looked like a Mercedes.
Car. Yeah. I was like, that looks pretty nice.
It was not a Honda Civic.
They definitely like don't own homes, but they all have nice cars.
Yeah.
But okay, I enjoyed this sit down. I mean, James clearly just still loves Lala, and I don't think it's just in a friendship way.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that Lala was like trying to make like create a better version of him.
But did you okay? But before, so when also I'm like, why don't they show us these scenes? So they did like a flashback scene to where Lala was telling Ariana she wanted to have the sit down with him. Mm-hmm. Did you see there's like a whiteboard behind her and it was like talking like plastic shoes? It was like neck.
Like, it's because Ariana's starting to scan Caroline.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't figure out.
Mystery solved.
Oh, I was like, is she... Like, I thought that they were maybe getting Botox at the doctor's office or something.
No, apparently, like, she was in some meeting for, like, Ariana's skincare line.
Oh, okay. Thank you for solving that. Because I was like, what is happening? Like, where are they? Okay. Continue with your meeting. With the meeting.
But she's just like... You know, why do you attack people on such a hurtful level? And he blames it on the alcohol. And she's like, you know what? We're just too old. And he's crying. And he's like, I can't clean the slate overnight. I have to fix me first.
Mm-hmm. I liked it because you could tell that there was a genuine friendship there at one point, right? Like, I felt that way. But I also thought Lala is like, you know, you're a human and I'm a human being. And I'm like, there's still something so fake.
I thought she got a little, like, mommy on him. Like, yes. She was, like, superior. And I'm like, yes. You guys have slept together. Like, let's not forget.
Also, like, you just think you're superior because you're dating Rand. And, like, you're not. And I don't know. It didn't fully sit right with me because I wanted. And then all of a sudden she was, like, really into him. And he's like, I've been making music. You want to get in the studio?
Which I kind of like.
Well, I know, but she was like, and yeah, I'm gonna, in. We got more trumpet.
We're going to get more trumpet.
I'm just like really excited about that.
I agree. Okay, we didn't talk about at the launch party how we get one glimpse of Stoffy's mom about how she basically corners Bo and she's like,
again, hey. She did this at the party last week.
Right. So last week she like grabbed his ass.
Mm-hmm.
But then this week she's like, hey, like, you know, I hope you're not going to get scared by Stassi because, you know, I really need grandchildren. And also, but Stassi, like, don't be yourself and mess this up. Bo, I'm not sure if you're strong enough. You know, he's up here and you're like down here.
It's and, like, so mean.
She was not drinking. She's like, she hasn't frozen her eggs yet.
It's like she's 30. And then Stassi was like, he's already seen the... And what I thought was cute about Bo, too, is when she was like, ooh, so you're fighting. He goes, oh, did everybody hear about that? Like, he hadn't told anybody about it.
Right.
And then what I also found was funny, too, is the sweater he was wearing at that was the same sweater she was wearing at the party the day after. So, like...
It's like his sweatshirt.
Yeah. So does he live with her now? Do we know that?
I actually think they don't live together. Okay. I think he's there all the time because Over the holidays, I noticed they went to something and then they went to his house after. I think the primary spot is hers, though.
And do you think he lives with roommates?
Yes.
Okay. And she lives by herself, obviously. So, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, they're not there yet.
I think that's totally okay.
Maybe by the reunion they'll move in together.
Ooh, but I just thought, I was like, that is some, like, fucked up shit. Like, if my mom said that about me to, like, my boyfriend,
yeah, I'd be, like, the living. Ugliest part.
Yeah, she's like, are you sure?
Oh, man. And then it gets worse.
Oh, my God. If my mom told Kristen that she hopes I grow up to be like her.
No, I think her mom says she wanted to grow up to be like Kristen.
Oh, I thought she said Stassi. She wanted Stassi to grow up to be like Kristen.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's right. Maybe that's right.
And I was like, Kristen, the one who had the James May shirts.
Right.
That used to date James Kennedy and fuck Jax on the couch while Sandoval was sleeping while they were watching Drive. That Kristen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kristen that brought Miami Girl?
Yeah.
Kristen that brought Hope? Kristen, while in Miami with Sandoval, cried outside at a table? Because she was bullying his new girlfriend? That Kristen? That's who you want your daughter to be?
I know. And then it was interesting, just like all the moms together. And are they really all as good of friends?
I bet like Stassi and Katie's moms are like actually really friends. And like Kristen so badly wants her mom to be a part of it. And her mom is like not here for it.
Yeah.
I feel like Kristen's mom was like, Kristen, like you're 36, 37. And I just like, I want more for you.
I mean, I don't think it's like your dream for your child to be a reality star.
No, but I mean, like, I feel like, I think that it's funny that Stassi's mom says she wants to be like Kristen too, when it's like Stassi has a book deal. She's in like a really good
podcast.
Yeah.
She's probably the most successful out of all those girls.
Totally. She's like a really good relationship. Like she probably affords her own lifestyle now. Like she's come a long way and you're like, but Kristen. Yeah.
But then. So basically her mom like apologized on social media and said it was a case of like not drinking enough alcohol and like some medicines that she was on.
Yeah. Which
for this meltdown.
Which was deserved. When she was like, when they showed the first scene and she was like nuzzling into Stassi's neck. And I was like, Stassi must be like so. And I was so mad that Kristen was like egging Dana on.
Yeah.
Was like Stassi's being a bitch. And I was like, I don't think that at all. I think Stassi knew her mom was too drunk.
Yeah. I think she was just like, I just like don't want to be around her right now. Like I can tell what level she's on. She's going to be annoying me.
She's like, Stassi, my ovaries are being absorbed by my body. I'm in menopause. I never cry. Tell me. Go.
To breathe in and breathe out. Some people were referencing her as Ariel, which I can totally see. Also, how old is her mom? Her mom, like, seems early 50s to me.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Stassi's 30. I bet she's, like, 20 or 52, 53.
Yeah.
But then it was, like, funny when she's like, I'll be right back. Like, gets up and then all the other moms follow her.
And Stassi's like, can you, like, feel your feelings later? And the mom's like, I just need her to hold me and tell me she loves me, but I love her.
And I was like, this is so weird. What's happening? And then I was like, maybe she doesn't like when Stassi has a boyfriend.
No, I just think she just like drank too much and was just like being crazy.
It was wild. And then I was like, what would Nikolai say?
I have thought about him this episode as well. I was like, where's that young boy now? He was so wise.
Like I want him to come on the reunion and say, my mom needed to stop.
Yes. He was like the voice of reason that one reunion.
But remember then too, like Tom Sandoval like was like, fuck this little kid. It's like, all right, Tom.
Yeah. And then I loved how they made the point. They were like, I feel like I'm watching like my past and my future right now, like with the moms.
It's very interesting.
What's going to happen next week?
Would you say?
What's going to happen next week?
We get Billie Lee being like, I'm trans. You know what? If Katie gets to pull the fat card, I'm going to pull the trans card. And Katie could stand to put the food down. I was like, ugh.
She says that?
She says that to LVP.
Ew.
Yeah.
Billie Lee, I didn't like you. Now I really don't.
Billy, loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jersey?
Let's talk Jersey.
If I have to, like...
I'm over it.
See Teresa eat another piece of chicken and not drink.
I mean, now did I think she looks amazing?
I really want a piece of fruit, like, but I can't have it because that's too much sugar. And like, I mean, how does it come out of the ground? How does sugar come out of the ground, or does it come from trees? Like, what? How do you get sugar in fruit?
It's just, here's the thing about Jersey. They lose me, and then because we talk about it on the show, I watch it again, and they get me back, and then they lose me, but then they get me back. Melania is a true star.
Wait, let's not jump ahead yet. Let's go do wine tasting first.
Okay.
Okay, I loved how Jennifer was the only one to Uber there. I'm like, good for you, girl. We know you're going to get your buzz on.
Yeah. I was thinking about that when they were all driving, and when Teresa was driving, I was like, wow, that's brave of her to drive when she has, like, a record. And then she's like, can't drink. And I'm like, ugh, boring.
Why didn't they all just drive in Teresa's car? Because she couldn't drink.
I feel like they're probably like the BH ladies. Like, they all live far from each other.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, like, I love how Jennifer, she's like, can I use the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. And she's like, if you think I'm not going to snoop, you guys are sorely mistaken.
And then she's, like, calling it a dump. I loved Jackie's house.
I thought it was cute, but it was also... I just thought she was going to say that regardless.
Oh, totally, totally.
We got to see Facky, which is Fat Jackie.
I know. I love a good weight loss story.
You do.
She looks great now, but it's, like, kind of sad because she had that eating disorder. So, like, I didn't know if I should be happy about it.
You were conflicted, you know what I mean? About the looking great.
Yeah, I was like, wow, she looks great because, you know, she's skinny, but, like, she also said she was, like, anorexic for 7 years. So, like, I don't know if we should really, like, be showing these fat photos. Like, uh-huh. It made me feel uncomfortable a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want to feel like that when you're watching Housewives.
No.
What, did you feel uncomfortable when you heard that Frank was going to get Dolores' name tattooed on him?
No, because I love it. The girls are like, you guys are still fucking. And they are. And
you think so?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want him to get that tattoo. And I want them to just get remarried and...
Why do you think she keeps David around? Because she was, like, almost, like, talking shit on David, where it's like, I don't even care about David, you know? And I'm like, you have David so that Frank, so that you, like, are...
Maybe creates jealousy?
Yeah. Seriously, though. Why does she have David? Like, she doesn't need him. He only sees her once a week.
Or is he, like, a beard or something?
A beard,
or, like,
for what?
Or, like, she's his beard? Is that what it's called?
I don't... Yes, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Like, I don't know why she likes him. I don't get it.
I don't get it. I also am just like, it makes me think of like on Atlanta right now. It's like Portia's with this guy who's like her baby daddy, but he gets all of his like ex-girlfriends tattooed. Their names or like faces tattooed on his back.
Right.
And it's like that shit must look like the Looney Tunes, you know?
Right.
Or like just like a Mount Rushmore of like past girlfriends.
And didn't they date for, like 4 months before she got pregnant?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, less than five or something. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. But it's just, like, kind of funny because it's, like, what? Like, I feel, or, you know, and Jax has Carmen and Stassi tattooed on him. It's, like, I just don't think people should get names tattooed on them.
Ever.
Ever. Like, Simon and Tamara.
Yeah, it's a kiss of death. That's
yeah, for sure. Don't do it.
It's like getting your vows renewed.
Yeah, don't do it. But, like. Good job, Stephanie and Travis. Way to stay together. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So then basically all like are basically Jackie just I mean, not Jackie.
Jennifer
comes in with guns blazing. She's like, so I got everyone gifts.
Yeah. What was that? What was going on?
I loved it. She's like, here's one for Jackie and here is one for who else did she do it?
Well, she gave them all, and then she said, sorry, Marge, yours got lost in the mail along with my brother's mail order bride. And I was like, whoa!
And actually, then, like, when it, like, if they pan to Marge's face when the girls are opening up the gifts, and like, Marge was legitimately sad. Like, she's like, oh my gosh, I didn't get a gift. And then she gave Jackie a Turkish dagger. And she's like, because here, this is for you for stabbing me in the back. And Jack's like, I don't like your passive aggressiveness. Like, here, you can take back this knife. And then they're legitimately throwing a knife back and forth through this limo bus. And like, luckily, Melissa stops it. And
well, then Jackie's just... now has put it on her Instagram for sale. Like, collect Housewives memorabilia.
Oh my God. Good for her. She actually also posted a, you know how everyone's doing that 10 years challenge?
Yeah.
And there was this photo of Jackie and Teresa where Jackie is a fangirl and saw Teresa like 8 years ago as a fan. Mm-hmm. And now she's like clearly on the cast. So I thought she did a good job of like addressing that. Like when you were on the sidelines 8 years ago and now you're like playing the game.
Oh, that's funny. Good for you, Jackie. Way to...
Smart. Like, you have to throw this shit out there.
Well, it's been going around, that photo. Exactly. So way to address it head on. I agree. I thought, yeah, it was... It's interesting, though, because it was, like, clearly both... Because the whole thing about wine tasting, right, was it came down to, like, Jennifer versus Marge. And you can tell that they both have these deep-rooted insecurities about both of their issues. Like, clearly Marge is, like, still reeling from the fact that, like, she cheated on Jan with Joe and, like, you know, because it ruined her relationship with her stepkids. So, like, it's still a sensitive it'll always be a sensitive subject. And, like, I think with Jennifer, she's like, you know, these are our Turkish customs and they're not necessarily completely welcomed in America, and so people probably make that joke all the time about like a mail order bride, especially like in the 90-day fiance world and all this stuff where it's like some people are very apparently like just doing it to do it. Like, she has insecurity about that,
right? No, but I love how she's like, well, that sounds like a pattern, because your mom, which, you know what, it is. Okay. I was actually team Jen on this one. Like, you know, your mom was taking you on dates with married men. Like,
I just thought that they were both in the wrong because they both took it too far. Like, if that, I mean, granted, we live for our housewives to be messy like this, but it was like both of them were just taking, like, they were not going to let the other one have the last word.
Right. Wait, and then also, whose side were you on, Jennifer or Jackie's, on the whole, like, you know, I liked how Jackie said, I'm not going to apologize for you being paranoid, Jennifer. Like, I wasn't putting down your kids. I said they were still angels. I did say they were spoiled, but I was wondering if that's going to affect them. I was kind of team Jackie.
I understand what Jackie was saying, but I think that I'm on team Jennifer in a sense of maybe Jackie should have talked to Jennifer before she put it in the print, like before she put it in print. Like, she should have said like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm writing this article. It is not supposed to be offensive to you at all. Like, I am using you as an example though for like, you know, like she should have just told her instead of having somebody else having to tell her about it. Because I think you'll always be protective of your family, right? Like, I wouldn't be like, my kids are spoiled and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'd be like, what? Fuck you. Coming after you.
Yeah.
That's all.
Do you think her doctor husband ever sleeps in the pool house?
On the cot? Like, don't you have like 16 bedrooms and 10 toilets and he has to sleep on a cot?
16 toilets.
And it's like, let's be honest. Like, Jennifer, if you told him to sleep on a cot, he would kick you out and divorce you so fast.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't because that's against their culture. But like, he'd be like, you can go. Yeah. You can sleep on the cot. Yeah. And then when they were like going at it too, and she was like, oh, well, your brother's known her for 3 weeks and they're getting married. She's like, probably lasts longer than yours.
I know.
And I was like, ugh.
You can't relate to people that have set up marriages, and I can't relate to people who have affairs with married people.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa. Okay. 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 And that's why I just felt like they took it too far. Because sometimes, you know, as Dorinda said, well, actually, it doesn't fit here anyways. I was going to say it, forget it, write it, regret it. But it's like, don't say these things because you can't take them back, really, right? Like, I feel that they'll always hold these grudges against each other.
Right. They just don't get along. And I feel like people are trying to make Marge have a bad season. Like, Teresa's really against Marge.
What? You think Teresa is?
Yes. Teresa's against Marge. Teresa believes Danielle. Danielle's saying that Marge says, don't trust Melissa and Teresa. Like, this is what Danielle puts in Teresa's head when they're having fish at the house.
Why do you think that? Why do you think she believes Danielle? Because this is, like, again, we saw too, like, this is the same thing that happened with Dolores last year. Why does she believe Danielle? Do you think because she's like, why would Danielle have anything different to say to me? Like, or do we, just because they tried to edit Danielle out, do we not see how close their relationship is?
Yeah, I don't know why she believes Danielle, because I don't believe Danielle.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, why does she? I mean, she was her matron of honor, so it's like, they must be way closer than what we're being given access to.
I think Teresa thinks Marge has too big of a mouth.
Okay, interesting. Or I wonder, like, if Teresa's, like, jealous of Marge's, like, rising star.
Yeah, I could see that, too. But at the same time, like, I feel like Teresa knows, like, I'm the head of this whole thing. Like, and she also has, like, a big corner rooting for her. I think people are enjoying her character in terms of, like, you know, she's this mom just trying to get her kids happy. Like, the dad's away. Like, she's doing it all on her own.
I really have to say, she's doing a great job.
Okay, this Melania thing, I mean, clearly it is terrible. It is wrong.
Not sure what show you were watching.
But at the same time, I was like, you can't not be behind this, because all she's doing it is to, like, make Melania feel good and, like, make Melania happy. And, like, you can't fault her for, like, being so encouraging. I actually found it, like, very endearing.
I agree.
I wanted to not like it, but I did.
I thought it was, like, I mean, the song is horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible. But, like, I just thought it was, like, it was for her birthday. And she's, what, 12? I feel like we all think that Melania is, like, 16. Like, no, we expect her to be older because, you know, she's got the nails. Like, and we've just been watching her on our TVs for so long that you're like, she's got to be, what, like 23 by now? So she's doing these things. It's like, she's doing what, like, a regular 11, 12-year-old girl would be doing. Like, granted, at a higher level. But, like,
That was the best thing about this. Because, I mean, basically, she just did a talent show. But they, like, did a glorified talent show because they have the resources to do it.
Yeah.
So, I don't think Teresa knows how to do it any other way, like, but over the top.
I thought she was being such a good mom when she just was like, it's not going to replace her dad. And, you know, she clearly, like, misses her dad. And, you know, she wants to be there. Like, I really think, I've said this before, I really just think Teresa's a good mom.
Yeah.
And I think she's doing a lot. And, yeah, and I thought the whole party was so cute. And we even saw Gia, and, like, she was in the very front. And I thought, you know, like, those sisters are so supportive of each other.
And I just kind of died. Like, Danielle, like, showed up with, like, crimped hair. Marge was, like, wearing this, like, long blonde ponytail.
Someone DM'd us and was like, why does Danielle's hair look like Marv from Home Alone after he gets electrocuted?
It was just the way that they were dressed like they were going to a nightclub for, like, a 13-year-old's birthday.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But it also was like, is this the same space that Danielle had her bachelorette party at?
I feel like...
Did you see the mac and cheese?
Like, they just have, like, these, like, huge event spaces, basically.
I know. Well, okay, so they focused on the mac and cheese, and I was like, I think this is the same place. This looks like Mary's delicious mac and cheese she loves so much from Danielle's party.
I mean, take me there. Get me to Jersey and get me some mac and cheese, and I'll watch Melania.
Yeah, it was kind of cracking me up. I mean, I just thought it was, like, so sweet. And it's just, you know, Melania. Now, should Melania have called her song Gimme Pizza, You Old Troll?
Probably.
Yes. But I thought it was cute. And she had a lot of energy. It was like, you know, I thought we were watching Melissa on display for a while.
Well, I know. And Teresa, like, I didn't really care for that song. But this song is, like, number one. It's going to the charts.
But I thought that was sweet how supportive she was being.
No, and then, wait, there was one more thing I was going to say about it.
The dance teacher?
No.
Fetty Wap showing up? Also, is Fetty Wap the one that has one eye?
Mm.
He looked like he had two eyes going there, but I'm pretty sure he's the guy who has one eye.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
I'm, like, really confused. Oh, literally, I'm searching Fetty Wap. The second thing is Fetty Wap eye.
Oh, okay. So you're probably right.
Yeah. Okay. What happened to the eye of Fetty Wap? Oh, he was born with glaucoma and they were unable to save his left eye.
Oh. Oh. Little background, guys, on Fetty Wap.
Oh, I like thought that he. Wow. Okay. Okay.
And it was cute to see how like overwhelmed she was by meeting him.
Yeah, it was really, I really enjoyed that.
Okay, then we basically wrap it up with Melissa's like, so since we're all at this 13-year-old birthday party, Marge, Danielle says that you said don't trust me and Teresa. So like, what's the deal with that? And then I could actually tell that they did have this discussion. But I do think the words were twisted. She said, don't trust anybody. And Danielle has her way of twisting these words. And then they like pan over to the Joes and Marty, which this is what I want to see.
Yeah, I want to see this fight. Like, I am ready for the pool.
Yeah, they're going to get thrown in the pool at the end of the season. But basically, Marty thinks that Marge doesn't want to be with Danielle because Danielle is hotter and like,
yeah, she's jealous of Danielle.
She's jealous of Danielle, and Danielle or and Marge won't get any attention if Danielle's with her. And Joe's like, what? Like, no.
Like, I feel like Joe is like, is this like, are we really saying this?
Like, you think my wife is threatened by your wife's good looks? What?
Yeah.
No. She looks like Jafar from a lot. Like, no, that's not it. And then he wants to hit him, and luckily other Joe pulls him off.
And it's like, we just need them to get drunk again.
And we were going to get that.
Well, but... then Dolores was like, see? Told ya. Dolores, like, all of a sudden is just in the scene. Like, I didn't see her at any other point. She just walks in, like, with this, like, white, like, eyelet shirt. Like, she's, like, the freaking good angel on your shoulder. Be like, see? Told ya.
And Jackie's like, I sense a pattern.
A pattern. That is going to be the trigger word for Jersey this season.
Totally.
It's like, take, you know, like when Watch What Happens does, like, take a drink when.
Exactly.
It's like, take a drink when they say pattern on this.
And then it kind of just ends and Marge just like walks away. And she's like, I am literally freaked out by Danielle. Like, single white female. Like, Marge is smart. She knows, like, this could get so much worse. And, like, that's why I can't even go low with her, because I don't know what she's capable of, because she's scary and she's been married 19 or engaged 19 fucking times.
Really 20, because she was engaged to Marty.
True.
So now engaged 20 times? Prostitution, whore!
So.
We also, really quick, speaking of prostitution whore, this is a side note off of Jersey, but apparently Trashley is taping with the Southern Charm cast.
I don't believe that.
I saw a photo today.
Who's taping with her?
Austin, Naomi, I believe Shep, like they're all on a trip together and Ashley apparently is there.
Oh, where?
I don't like this. That's all I wanted to say, and then we could go back to Jersey. Because, as you know, I have to go on tangents. I also have to shout out people who have been reviewing us. Somebody said, like, I want to give this podcast 4 stars just so they shout me out on the podcast. But I can only give 5 stars. So I wanted to give you a shout out. And then someone said, someone wrote something about me and they were thinking it was 5 stars. But you know how somebody says that I always say my G's is a K?
Uh-huh.
They spelled it listening. And I was like, thank you, guys. So anyways, thank you for the 5 stars.
You guys understand us.
Yes, you understand. And someone was also like, I've now incorporated I digress into my vocabulary because they say it so much because they digress so much.
Call the ADD people.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Do you have anything else to say?
Just see you next week.
See you next week. LuluSimonStudio.com, TJG20 for the code. Watch the Fyre Festival documentaries. Whatever documentaries you guys are feeling, let us know. Also, if anybody's going to the Sundance Film Festival next weekend, I will be there. And I hope that you come and find me and say hello. And I might have something special for you. Come find
me. Okay. Wish I was there.
Yes, we'll see you all next week. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They've have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.